This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Face masks are no longer required at schools in Douglas County. The school board voted this week to end the district's mask mandate. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The November election installed a new school board majority that campaigned on making masks a parent's choice. The new rule gets rid of the mask mandate regardless of vaccination status. Student Elijah Schmidt testified in favor of keeping the mandate.
It is not a matter of freedom. It is a matter of keeping our community safe and keeping our community healthy.
The resolution allows for accommodations for students with disabilities. Some express concern that people who need masks will be segregated or bullied. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Republicans in the U.S. House are pushing back at attempts by some Democrats to take away Representative Lauren Boebert's committee assignments over Islamophobic comments she made about a fellow lawmaker. Representative Ken Buck says it's the wrong approach.
I'm not in favor of stripping people of their committee assignments. I think that's it's wrong, and I think that there have been inappropriate actions on both sides, and this is a one-sided remedy, and I don't like it.
If the resolution against Boebert passes, she will be the third Republican House member to lose committee assignments over offensive speech or actions this year. Colorado's U.S. senators believe Colorado needs more federal judges, and they've introduced a bill to add three. It has been nearly 40 years since Congress expanded Colorado's federal bench, and the state's population has nearly doubled in that time, leaving its current federal judges with a caseload far above the national average. Denver City Council will consider a new bill banning so-called ghost guns. Those are the untraceable weapons, often made of 3D printed parts. The bill would ban firearms that don't have a serial number. City Attorney Kristen Bronson.
Across the country, we are seeing an increase in the number of crimes where ghost guns are used, and we are really hoping to get ahead of that curve.
The Denver City Council will take up the bill later this month. Metro Denver has rain this evening and the chance for snow overnight and much colder temperatures tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.